Good morning. Good to see you here today. Alyssa's here, and Kai is here, and Claire is here. Good to see you ladies this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good. Today we're going to talk about prayer. What do you think about that? What do we do when we pray?
We talk to God about things.
We talk to God about things. Now, when we talk to other people, do we talk to them the same way we talk to everybody? Do we talk to your friend the same way you talk to your mom? You do? How about how you talk to your teacher? You talk the same way to your teacher? Kaya, do you talk the same way to your dad as you do to your best friend? No, not really. You talk a little differently to them, don't you? And right now, we don't see each other in person that much. So what do? We talk to each other on, do we have class in the classroom, or do we?
We can talk in the classroom if we're in the same classroom, or call each other.
You talk in the classroom. Do you do some virtual classroom? So you're talking to each other on the computer?
Yeah.
And you talk to your teacher on the computer, right? That's good. But we don't talk to our teacher the same way we would to our best friend, do we? We do? Okay. I know a lot of people don't. I don't think I talk to my best friends as much as the same way I talk to my teachers. What do we need to do when we do talk to God? What do we want to do when we do that?
If we could like ask for forgiveness, or we could tell him about life and like problems we have.
Okay, good. We talk to him when we want to ask him something, right? And we talk to him, sometimes we wonder, right? Sometimes we wonder, is he really listening? Does he really care about my little problem? Or does he just care about the big problems in the world? Sometimes we think about that, right? I know I do. God wants us to know him, and we can know him better by praying, right, Kaya? And we can believe that God answers prayer. He loves us through prayer, and we show our love through God through prayer. Now, I want to give you a little five-finger thing to remember, to help you remember what to do, what to pray about if you get stuck and you don't know what to pray about. So if you fold your hands to pray, what finger is closest to you? Your thumb, right? Your thumb is the closest to you. So your thumb's going to remind you to pray for the people that are close to you, like your family, your sisters, your mom and dad, maybe grandparents. And your next finger that's close to you is your index finger. And that's your pointer finger. You point at things for that with that finger, right? That finger reminds you to pray for those who give you direction, like your teacher and your parents and Pastor Jeremy and other leaders. The third finger is the tallest finger. That finger reminds you to pray for the leaders in our country, in our city, our police chief and fire chief, our president. He's feeling a little sick right now, so we want to pray for him. And our ring finger, your ring finger is the weakest finger that you have. So that finger is to remind you to pray for those who are hurt or sick. And the little pinky finger is to remind you to pray for yourself. Now God wants us to pray for others before we pray for ourselves. So that one's more important. We pray for others and then we pray for ourselves. Okay, what is the prayer that we always say in church every Sunday? Claire, do you remember? The Lord's Prayer, that's right. So when you think about the Lord's Prayer, you think about what kinds of things that you can pray to God for. Now, when you ask your parents for something, do they always give you everything you ask for? No, because sometimes it's not good for you, right? I want a whole bunch of candy, and they know candy's going to make you sick, right? So they don't give you a whole bunch of candy, maybe a little bit. So sometimes we ask God for things that he thinks aren't too good for us. So sometimes we think he hasn't answered, but he's just saying not now, or he's saying that I know what's best for you. So we want to think about that and remember your five-finger reminders when you pray. Thank you for coming today.